This is PRI News. I'm Paul James. China's top legislator suggesting the principles of the Constitution should be better promoted. Zhang Dejiang has made the comments at a symposium marking National Constitution Day this Monday. Top lawmaker says the Constitution and the law are above everything else, saying everyone is equal before the law. He's also demanding more be done to integrate lawmaking, law enforcement, and the impartial administration of justice to help promote the rule of law. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau beginning his official visit to China. As part of his agenda this Monday, Trudeau visiting the headquarters of a major Chinese IT company in Beijing. It's the second time Trudeau has traveled to China as Canadian Prime Minister. Economic issues said to be high on his agenda. Defense officials from South Korea confirming the largest ever joint aerial exercises with the United States are now underway. The drills are set to run through until Friday. U.S. stealth fighters among more than 230 aircraft taking part. Comes a week after North Korea tested its most advanced intercontinental ballistic missile, which Pyongyang says is capable of hitting any target in the continental United States. A Chinese naval flotilla heading for the Gulf of Aden and the waters off Somalia for escort missions. The three vessels leaving from the port city of Qingdao on Sunday. Latest Chinese escort fleet, including two guided missile frigates and a supply ship. Fleet also has a pair of helicopters and naval commandos. So far, 27 escort fleets from the Chinese Navy have escorted over 6,400 Chinese and foreign vessels off the Horn of Africa since 2008. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi meeting with Democrat and Republican representatives from the United States. As part of the meeting, Yang Jiechi calling for long-term, steady, and healthy China-U.S. ties. U.S. delegates earlier attending the Communist Party of China in dialogue with World Political Party's high-level meeting. Yang Jiechi stressing the importance of implementing the consensus reached by the leaders of the two countries to deepen mutual cooperation, respect each other's core interests, and properly handle differences. Afghan officials say at least six Islamic State militants have been killed in a drone strike, targeting militant hideouts in the eastern province of Nangarhar. The Islamic State has been attempting to make inroads into Afghanistan, reportedly with limited success. Fire ripping through the Iranian embassy in the Yemeni capital Sana'a on Sunday after the compound was attacked by heavy weapons. The attack comes amid clashes between the Houthis and loyalists to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh. It remains unknown who's responsible for the incident. Embassy located near the highlands, controlled by the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels, where the satellite coalition launched airstrikes for five times on Saturday around midnight. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro saying on Sunday that his government will launch a cryptocurrency to fight what he calls financial blockades by the Trump administration against his country. Maduro saying the new currency will be called the Petro and will be backed by the country's abundant oil, gold, and mineral reserves. Maduro giving no details as to what the new currency's value will be, how it will work, or when it will be launched. Venezuela's currency, the Bolivar, accelerating its freefall in recent weeks, with U.S. sanctions making it harder for the country to stay current on its foreign debt. The United States deciding to end its participation in the U.N. process to develop a global compact on migration. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson suggesting that the process could undermine the sovereign rights of the United States. U.S. participation starting last year following the Obama administration's decision to join the U.N.'s New York Declaration on Migration. Tillerson saying the declaration contains a number of policy goals that are inconsistent with U.S. law and policy. The decision also follows an announcement in October by the United States to pull itself out of UNESCO. The U.N. General Assembly's president saying that he regrets the U.S. decision to withdraw from the Global Migration Compact. Commemorative activities for the 80th anniversary of the Nanjing Massacre kicking off 10 days ahead of the National Memorial Day. The massacre beginning on December 13, 1937. Estimates suggest more than 300,000 Chinese were killed by Japanese invaders within 6 weeks. China designating December 13th as the National Memorial Day for victims of the Nanjing Massacre in 2014. The number of survivors of the massacre now number fewer than 100. U.S. video streaming service Netflix acquiring Day and Night, which is an online series produced in China. Netflix has worked out a deal with Chinese video platform Youku to stream the detective drama in 190 countries and regions outside of China. The 32-episode drama revolves around a police officer who tries to clear his twin brother from a murder. The drama has been extremely popular in China since its debut in August, securing over 4.6 billion views on Youku. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.